Okay, so why don't we start with what you remember about your father and what kind of profession, what kind of house, what type of family he had, and how it was going in the household until he died.
Well, I remember mostly the time when he was sick already.
And what, when he was sick, it was immediately clear that it was the kidney or the.
I don't remember those things.
Okay.
I remember that a doctor came by car from Warsaw, and the whole town came to see the car because there was no cars in
In Visegrad.
Visegrad. So when the doctor came,
So even in the 20s, there was no car in
no, it
Visegrad.
was so small. Horses, yes, but no cars. An autobus passed by from Płock to Warsaw, and there was lately a bus from Visegrad to Warsaw every day, but cars, no.
Okay, what was your father's business or profession or education first? Did he have any?
Education, I don't know. I was too young to, he knew to read and write Polish and Yiddish, but I don't remember anything about those things. And he was sick for a year with those kidneys. And I remember when he was laying in bed when he was sick. Well, I remember something maybe a year before he got sick in the farm where we had, he put the two older brothers and horses, and I was sitting with him and a horse riding around where he planted a garden, trees.
But this planting and this farm, they were far from the house in
Seven
Visegrad?
7 kilometers
7 kilometers.
down in a country. 7 kilometers.
And how much land did you have?
The most of all the farmers there, 73, they call it morgi, like here they call hectare, but it's a different measurement. 73 morgi was very, in the whole area, nobody had any more. Less, yes.
And how large it was a morgue compared to a hectare or whatever?
I don't know, but I think two morgues was a hectare, something like
Okay,
that, yeah.
so it's about half a hectare. So
Yes.
it's close to an acre, actually.
I really don't
It's
know the.
a little bit more than an acre. So you had between 70 and 100 acres.
I couldn't describe this. I don't know the measurements.
Parking?
Yes. And somebody's listening.
Okay. So you had that piece of land, and you remember a trip with your brothers and your father on horseback
Yeah,
to look at the
he
land.
was checking the trees because he planted those trees.
Okay. And do you know what kind of trees? They were apple trees?
All kind of fruit trees, all
Okay.
kind.
And who took care of the land? In other words,
We
ZD?
had workers, mostly the German, Polish German people.
Okay. So in that part of Poland, there were a lot of former German.
Yes,
Okay.
they call them Volksdeutsch, you know.
Volksdeutsch.
Yeah, that's the name for Polish Germans.
Okay. And how do you remember those workers at all?
Yes, very well.
How they were friendly, they were not friendly, they were.
not describable friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember mostly with my mother, but one I remember, he went to America in the 20s, when I was, I don't remember that. He came back from America. He was the best friend of my father. All the people, our neighbors, all the Germans were real friendly.
Mm-hmm.
This I remember, when I, not when
they
I
They were more friendly than the Polish folks?
Yes.
Locally?
Yes. Yeah. But my mother got along. I remember when my mother became the widow, and she ran the whole business. We have all the neighbors very friendly, Polish and German.
Okay.
So this was no, we didn't have a problem.
Okay. Okay, fine. So he died of kidney failure.
Yes.
And at the time, his brothers and sisters were all alive?
Yes.
In terms of Leibisch and...
Everybody was alive.
Okay.
Except his father, Janko, which my brother was named, and I think your uncle Jakub was named also after that grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Him I don't know, but the grandma, the mother I knew, Laia.
Okay.
All were alive, naturally. He was the first...
He was not even 40 years old. Right?
43.
He was 43?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now tell me a little bit about Visegrad itself. When you were growing up, was there a school? Were there two schools?
You asked me before if I remember when he was sick.
Yes.
I want to remind you about your grandfather.
Leibisch?
Leibisch.
Oui.
He was sick. In bed, I don't know.
Leibisch also?
No. My father.
Okay.
He didn't go out anymore. He was upstairs in a room. And when he felt that his last moments, now I'm going to cry. You see, that's not good.
I
remember it well.
Yes, I know.
When he said, bring Leibisch, that's what I remember.
Because he felt he was
growing. He felt
growing.
That he's finishing his life, laying in bed. He had a cane, and he used to, if he was alone upstairs, he was knocking, and somebody ran upstairs. He said, call Leibisch. So, if you know who was Bill Garay?
Vaguely.
Vaguely, in Paris, Bill Garay. His oldest brother, Bergul, took a bicycle and ran to the countryside to look for your grandfather, Leibisch. He was a salesman for singing machine. And he went with his carriage in the countryside, and your grandmother told that Bill Garay where approximately he
was. Okay.
So he went there, and it took no time. The carriage was speeding to come.
Okay.
He went up to his brother Moshe. My father said, You be the father of my children. That's what he said, and he closed his eyes. This I know. That's what I remember.
Okay.
Leibisch, you're going to be the father of my children. And so he died. It was the funeral. And for a year, your grandfather came to our house, passing by to the synagogue, took me by hand. I was Ilan Sage.
He what?
Ilan Sage. I was 5 years old. You see what I mean? He took me to synagogue to say Kaddish. for he picked me up because I was, you know, and he said with me that you don't know the words from Kaddish. Iskadal, Iskadash, that was the job of you. And then when he came home, he kissed me in my head, and I went into the house and he went home.
But do you still remember Kaddish saying the words?
From the praise, I don't remember. But Kaddish, I remember the full.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about the family of your father and the relationship. Who was more well-to-do, what kind of business they were in. What did your father, what kind of business was
your father? Well, my father was not, he didn't have a trade. I know that he was a businessman.
So he handled the land, he lived mostly from the land?
No, we had a store from dry goods. And okay. During the First World War, I heard he did also with dry goods, the business, mm-hmm. store. And the land he bought the land in 1917, after the First World War.
Okay.
So from 1917, he lived till 1926, that means 9 years mm-hmm. he was the owner. So he didn't work on the land, I don't know if he knew about, but I know that his kidney failure he helped the workers pick up a sack with wheat, and he ripped his kidneys. That's what I know. Heard that he damaged his kidneys by helping, you know, picking up. And over there, you know, 100 kilogram is not a.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How small or large was the house?
Our house.
Yes.
Was a store in the front, a kitchen, a big one, a big room, a kitchen, but this was a room, and a living room, and the back a bedroom.
But relative to other houses, was it same size, bigger?
Medium. Mm-hmm. There was smaller, and there was some a little bigger, not much. No. Regular Visegrad, I mean.
Mm-hmm. But your father was at least 7 years younger than Leibish.
According to age, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Leibish was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
My father was the youngest from the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And
Meilech was in between?
In between, yeah.
Okay.
And the youngest were the twin sisters, Ruchtje.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mindel?
Mindel, yeah. They were the youngest.
Mm-hmm. Were they true twins or were they identical twins or were they?
No, they look different.
They look different,
look
okay.
Different.
They're not like.
Well, I
like
don't.
Maya
maybe
and
no. As kids, maybe Maya and Hannah will change too.
Mm.
But
no, they're true twins.
Yeah, they are true. Identical, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Identical twins.
But those two sisters, Ruchtje and Mindel, were two different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Ruchtje and Mindel, were they older than Meilech or not?
No, the youngest from the family.
Ah, okay. Okay. So they were younger than Moshe?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Do you know what happened to all of these people? They all died during the war?
They all perished.
And they were going to concentration camp, or you don't know?
Well, I remember Ruchtje's husband, Zlotnik, Shimon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was shot just when the Germans came in. I wasn't there. I was still in Warsaw, where mm-hmm. your father was. He was shot before ghettos, before I came home from Warsaw to Visegrad in 1939, right after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I came home, I remember that Aunt Ruchcha came into our house screaming and yelling, crying to my mother, "I'm a widow like you now."
Mm-hmm.
See? And everybody cried with her that she became a widow now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this was already maybe a week or two after he was shot. They found him in the water, in the river.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they shot him and they threw him in the water. Him and his brother, another one, which is not related to us, his brother, Zlotnik.
Oh, Zlotnik.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember how many Jews were living in Visegrad at the time?
3,500 Jews, according, I have the papers. Did I give you those papers? The history of Visegrad?
Oh, the book.
No, not the book. What I found in the museum in Tel Aviv, in the same I found in Los Angeles, a short
history of Visegrad.
History when Jews came to Visegrad, like in 1400. I have it. Didn't I give it to you?
I don't recall.
I must have given it to you and David. I made copies and gave because when I was in Israel once, and there in a museum, you put in a quarter, and if you spell a computer, and I spelled good Visegrad according, you know, English is different a little, and it came out the whole description of Visegrad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me a little bit about the society in Visegrad. In other words, who were the important people? Who were the, what was the wealth? Were there rich people in Visegrad?
According to the small town, were very few.
Mm-hmm.
Very few. From the Gmach was only what my father left the land.
So your father was more wealthy?
Yes. Your grandfather was sometime wealthy too. He had land too.
Mm-hmm.
The history of your grandfather, that he had land, which I don't remember, but when he started educating Marcus, and then Jakub, and then Rosette, nobody could afford 3 children in Visegrad to educate with gymnasium in, you know, college, like, you understand what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
But
they went where? Did they go to Warsaw for gymnasium?
The beginning, Gymnasium Plotsk.
Mm-hmm.
Jakub, I don't know where he finished to be a lawyer. I don't think in Plotsk.
No. Uh-huh.
Rosette went to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus went to Paris. But just gymnasium was very expensive. Private.
Yeah.
Government wouldn't give you, first of all, you're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had to go to Austria, the Czechoslovakia, I think mostly to Austria, if you want to become a doctor. But there was no from Visegrad. I'm talking about Jews in Poland. It was discrimination about that.
But whoever become well-educated, aside from the people that Leibish...
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
No. Which I don't remember nobody.
So what drove Leibish to want so strongly to educate Marcus?
I don't know who drove to that education, or the Marcus and Jakub and Rosette, or Leibish. I really don't. I don't know what was in there. But I know one thing, that Leibish was, to my knowledge, I don't remember my father's education, but Leibish was more educated than Meilich and the rest of the Gemaches, because, first of all, he was vice mayor in Visegrad for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And when there was no mayor in Visegrad, he was the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting in City Hall, even with Visegrad, he had to know how to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good. Plus, he was an agent for Singer, not just a salesman, an agent in a mechanic.
Okay.
Yeah, he knew.
So he had skills.
Skill, yeah. He had, and he spoke a Polish like an intelligent person. This I remember.
Mm-hmm.
He used to say, "Saluj Rączki," you know what that means? I kiss
your hand.
Yeah. He was a most gentleman from all the Jewish people in Visegrad. The most educated. I don't know what education he had. Then, when he became older, I don't know how many years before the war this, but a few years, I think he gave up that singing agency. Yeah, he had bicycle, a shop with bicycles fixing. He had people working fixing the bicycle. So I don't remember exactly how long before the war he gave this up, and it was something happened, and there was a bank, a credit bank in Visegrad, which was funded by Jewish people. They gave loans and, you know, a bank, like a bank, not a Bank of America, but a Bank of Visegrad. Something happened there, whoever worked there, it's not important for us because it wasn't our relatives, some stolen money, and they had to fire them, and Leibisch Gmach became the cashier and in the, on the board. He was on the board before.
Okay. But he became the cashier also?
The cashier also. This, he made a good salary. There was a young lady, and there was something going on with the money, and they were fired, and he took over in charge of this. And to run a bank, he was running the bank, actually, not just the cashier. There was an accountant and a cashier.
Okay.
And Alex's brother-in-law was the, how do you call it here?
The manager?
No. They used to, you know, sending them.
Oh, the courier.
A courier, yeah, a courier, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a good paid job, but Leibisch was till the end of the war in charge of the bank.
Okay.
And everybody, you know, it was a board, you know, and he was elected for it because, I don't know, he was good for it, so.
Mm-hmm. In Visegrad, there was an elementary school, probably?
Up till 7th grade.
Up to 7th
grade. After 7, you had to go to gymnasium to Plotsk, or business school, like, for any high education. In Novosibirsk.
Okay, but did many people go to gymnasium?
No.
So most of the people, like others,
how can come?
Leibisch's
three kids, my sister, and Yita? Alex's sister, huh?
Yita.
Paula.
Oh, Paula.
Paula went to gymnasium, finished gymnasium, then she went to Warsaw. And finished, what do you call it, that school?
Nursing,
and she went for medicine. I think she was the first year or second, I think the second year in medicine when the war started. Matter of fact, she worked in the ghetto.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, in the
that we'll get to that. Yeah. But I wanted to know also, was there something like a cinema?
A cinema
in
the middle 30s, I think, 33 or 34, man by everybody knew him, Moshe Lisser from Plotsk, built a cinema there.
Ah.
And there was, once in a blue moon, was a cinema, a traveling cinema, you know.
Itinerary.
Yeah, itinerary. They came, there was a hall in the church. They had a hall there. And whatever, you have to get in there.
Did you go to the movie?
Oh, sure. I remember the first picture.
What was it?
The wind from the ocean, Wiatr od morza. And then was Janko Muzikant.
It was in Polish?
This Janko Muzikant, the Polish, this was Polish.
Polish movie.
Yes. And if they were American picture, I mean, mm-hmm. foreign, it was written.
Subtitle,
yeah. Yeah.
Was there many people that go to the movie?
Yes, I mean, it depends. If I never forget, when it was a Soviet picture about the Soviet Union, it was packed. Yeah. I want to mention this, but Visegrad was a big Jewish communist community.
Ah.
You had Zionists, left and right Zionists, but the communist was on top.
Okay.
Because of, people were poor.
Yeah.
There was no welfare or what do you call it, that you get the checks if you don't work.
Yeah, unemployment, compensation. Or
whoever had a chance to run away to Warsaw,
right,
and make one zloty an hour, which a dollar was 5 zlotys. So if you made $1 a day, you could live in Warsaw,
mm-hmm.
you know, for living with pennies. It was a poor community. Yeah. There were a few wealthy according to Visegrad's
standards.
But there were more poor people. And
in terms of the Polish community versus the Jewish community,
yes,
was it a different profession? Was the commerce mostly Jewish? And
commerce was mostly Jewish.
And what did the Poles do? In
mostly the Poles lived in the, like the out of the town. And they mostly had land.
Okay.
But they were poor people.
They were sort of small farmers.
Yes, right, for themselves, you know. Farmed for the, what, had a cow, or somebody had a horse. A horse was a big deal. I mean, but there were a lot of Polish, like Jewish, very poor people, looked for a day's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And the distance to Warsaw was not that great.
What do you mean, the distance?
Between Visegrad and Warsaw.
How far?
Yeah.
72 kilometers.
72 kilometers. How long did it take?
By bus, 2 hours.
2 hours.
By boat, used to go the boat, was about 5, 6, 7 hours, depending.
And most people took the bus or took the boat?
Business people took the bus. There were all kind of poorer people took the boat, because mm-hmm. the boat took overnight. You got in the boat in the evening, whenever the boat arrived, 7, 8, or 9.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, you were in Warsaw.
Now, if coming back to your father's brothers and sisters, was anyone very, aside from the education level, Leibisch was probably the most prominent. What did the other do? Meilach, for example.
Meilach was a tailor.
Okay.
He had the lucky thing, he had the house was his. And okay. he had, I think, 2 or 3 tenants helped him, you know. But he was a tailor, and the tailoring was seasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he made a living.
He made enough of a living. Yeah. Okay. What about Ruchcha?
Ruchcha had, how do you call it, a restaurant.
Okay.
And also the same thing. They weren't rich, but it was food in the house.
Let me ask you, if she had the restaurant, what her clientele? Was that mostly Jews or
mixed,
anyone?
Mixed.
And that what kind of food did she?
Well, most of the time was there a sandwich, salami.
So it's like a delicatessen?
No. First of all, there was gambling too. No, domino.
Okay.
They had a room in the back, domino. And, you know, and he, each time he used to go in and collect from the domino playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were sitting and having a drink and something to eat, a sandwich. It wasn't like a famous restaurant here, whatever.
Okay. What about Mendel?
Mendel could say they were wealthy.
She was wealthy?
They didn't live in Visegrad. They lived in Plotsk.
So she married who?
David Goldberg.
Okay. And what did he do?
Oh, he did one of the biggest furniture stores in Plotsk.
Okay.
They were well off.
Okay. And then you have to tell me about Faget Mill.
His name, I don't remember. Kvashny.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do much.
They stayed in Visegrad?
Yes. She was a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
And she did well as a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember.
Is it Joska Kvashny?
Joska.
Okay.
Who went to Uruguay, you know.
Mm-hmm. And she survived the war or not?
No, she died before the war.
Feigenmill?
Yeah.
What did she die of?
I don't remember exactly. Very hard before the war.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the year or something.
Okay.
And I tell you the truth, I don't remember. I don't want to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if she lived. I think she died before the war.
Okay. Okay. Fine. I think that we're going to take a pause now. Or you want to continue?
No, whatever. I mean, you want to eat? Because I have ready food.
Well, we can eat a little bit later. Well,
that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
So, fine. Let's then continue. We are. What do you remember of your younger year, as a very young, and then as a teenager, when you went to elementary school?
I finished my seventh grade.
Yes. Were you a good student or not?
Medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like any subject or didn't like most subjects?
No. Well, I liked geography.
Okay.
And. The most I liked geography.
And in the school, it was a Jewish school? Or was it a mix?
No, it was separate. Jewish had Jewish kids. And we were like second class citizens.
But was it mostly religious school?
No.
It was public school?
Public school that taught the Jewish religion, but you don't have to observe it.
Okay.
They're just like any other subject, mm-hmm. the religion, the Jewish history.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the people that were in your class, was there any other Gmach in your class?
Alex was with me.
Oh, that's true. He has 1 year difference with you, no?
Yeah, but I met him because in which grade I was, fifth or sixth, that I got sick with appendix.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out 3 months by the end of the year.
So you had to stay over another year?
Yes, I missed a lot.
Okay.
Appendix usually is only 8 days, but I had
a serious case.
I had a rupture.
Oh, peritonitis.
Yes.
That's dangerous.
But I hardly survived.
Tell me something. When you got the appendix in that serious case, did they send you to a hospital in Warsaw?
The doctors in Visegrad. One doctor checked me out, the main doctor, he said it's nothing. Then we called a so-called felcher. He was not a doctor. He was, I don't know how to call a nurse. Felcher, uh-huh. They call it in Polish.
Okay.
He didn't have
a medical degree.
Yeah. And he couldn't prescribe medicine even. But people called him because he had a lot of knowledge. He mm-hmm. became that kind of profession actually was a barber. In the First World War, he was a sanitar. Mm-hmm. You know what means a sanitar?
Infirmier.
Okay. And he was
a military nurse.
Yeah. And he picked up sick people or dead people in the First World War. And he was very good, better than an actor. And he said to him,
what was his name again?
Rothstein.
Rothstein.
Yes.
Okay.
His son was a good friend of mine.
He was from Bishopburg.
Well, the son, I know, what was his name, Adash, was born in Visegrad, my age, went to school with him, but from the fifth grade, he took him out and sent him to Warsaw in a before gymnasium, you know,
mm-hmm.
to practice, but the mainly thing he sent him to Warsaw because he wanted him to become a violinist.
Ah.
And he was excellent.
Okay.
He would be today like Bornstein or, you know, I mean, he was a genius.
Uh-huh.
But the war took him away. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I.
In your class, and do you remember any other kids aside from Alex and Rothstein?
I remember the whole class.
You mean you remember the name of the
sure
people?
Sure, I remember.
In elementary school? I don't remember the people that were with me in the elementary
well,
school.
Because I don't know.
I remember one or two names.
I remember, I can tell you from one bench to the other who was sitting who, where.
Okay, and was there any character in your school that was any person that or
the,
kid that was more particular or strange or interesting?
No, there were better students.
Uh-huh.
I remember. I said before I liked geography. I liked mathematics too.
Okay.
History, I wasn't too much in. I mean, I learned. I had to learn, but I didn't have the best grade like history or whatever.
And who was the best student in your? Do you remember or not?
I remember, but you never heard those names, you know.
Was it a Jew or not? A
huh?
Jew? Was it a Jew?
In
or
our class, our school was
all
Jewish
Jews.
People.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever, I remember a friend of mine. Here.
And was it both boys and girls in the class?
Together. Yeah.
Together?
Yeah. We didn't sit together, girls with girls, boys with boys.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same... I remember the names, but you're not interested in those names. Were better students, you know.
There was no exceptional.
Exceptional.
There was
some? A few, you know.
What became of them?
They're all dead.
They're all dead?
Yeah.
Did anyone survive from that generation that you know?
Well, one Slotnik from the...
Mm-hmm.
I told you from Shima Zlotnik, my uncle who mm-hmm. got shot, his father got shot. He lives in Israel. If he's alive, he was very sick also. You know, and who else is alive? Very few.
Very few. Okay.
A girl, Chaya Balfish. I could count in my finger, you know.
Okay. Let's stop for a while. And we'll see whether I can stop it.
Break it.
How do I stop it?